The Philadelphia Museum of Art made a Super Bowl bet with the Museum of Fine Arts Boston, and to the victor come the spoils. Philadelphia now has an iconic Bostonian painting for the next 3 months. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the portrait is by one of the greatest 18th century American artists of a prominent revolutionary woman.
Mercy Otis was a formidable woman of her age, highly educated in the 18th century when few women were. She wrote satirical plays and political poems that were meant to push the American colonies toward a revolution against the British king. Philadelphia Museum of Art curator Kathleen Foster calls her the Tina Fey of her day, but she wrote anonymously for most of her life.
Because of the difficulty of being a woman intellectual in this period, she didn't publish under her own name. And it's partly because they were incendiary politically, but also because she was a woman and she was afraid, and I think her family was afraid, that her position would be disparaged if it was known a woman had written it.
The artist who made this portrait was one of the greatest American painters of the 18th century, John Singleton Copley. Was not quite 25 when he was commissioned to do this portrait, but already known for his great talent. He was also a loyalist to the British crown, which is on the opposite side of the political fence from Otis. As he painted a picture of this outspoken woman fighting for country and gender, he kept his own opinions buttoned up.
He's an artist. He wants to be an artist. And so I think he just was politic enough to keep his mouth shut, you know, not to alienate his sitters.
The Boston Museum has often gotten into Super Bowl beefs with rival cities, usually through social media, and it had been accustomed to winning, until now. At the invitation of the Philadelphia Museum of Art's CEO, Timothy Rubb, the two museums upped the stakes by putting real art on the table.
Oh, we did, and why not? It's fun, but also because we have a really good relationship with our colleagues in Boston, and of course we're in the business of lending and borrowing pictures all the time, both of us. You could consider it business as usual, but it was a wonderful way of kind of activating our collections in support of a great civic event.
The portrait of Mercy Otis will be on display in Philadelphia until June. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.